When we started STC, Sledgehammer Theatre Cooperative, we were really keen to set up a progressive theatrical collective with none of that ego fame getting on the telly, ego showing off bullshit, and just do really good, exciting, original, political devised work. Well, that may all sound dopey to you, but that's what we wanted to do. But the problem with democratic, egalitarian collectives is that you have to listen to twats like Sid and Candy. I wouldn't mind if she could act, but her Geordie accent is unbelievable, like she's had a stroke or something. And she's also got this thing about doing yoga warm-ups in her lingerie. There, that's got your attention, hasn't it? It's the first time I've seen someone do the sun worship in hold-up stockings and a basque. That can't be right, can it? Poor old Sid can barely chew his curried beef slice. Keeps missing his mouth. When the time finally comes for her to put some clothes on and go on stage, one of the kids usually wolf whistles or something. And in the minibus afterwards, she always pretends to be really affronted and feminist about it.
I hate being judged on my looks. All my life I've been judged on my exquisite face and firm young body,
she says as she adjusts her suspender belt. Like it's a big political issue. Like we should be doing agitprop street theatre about the plight of women cursed with great tits. Am I ranting? Are you in love with her yet? Maybe I'll introduce you when you get back. I can see you now, giving her that look where you clench your jaw and play with your lips and ask her about her career. Maybe I won't introduce you after all.